This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Woo! Hey folks, a good Wednesday morning to you. It's 580 Live for the Parmar Store Studio, the voice of Charleston WCHS. Sears Monument Hotline 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. 580 Live brought to you in part by the Thornhill Auto Group. It's red, white, and vroom on the Thornhill Motor Mile. More vehicles, more lenders, more options, and more coverage now at Thornhill. Don't miss the red, white, and vroom sale. You can shop online at thornhillautomotive.com. Caleb Murphy serving as our producer today. Democratic strategist Mike Plant is going to join us in the second part of the show. Sears Monument Hotline 304-345-5858. Fruits Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Before we get to that, though, there's some interesting things happening in the news. We haven't spent a lot of time talking about the Affordable Care Act in a while, and the reason that I want to bring this up today, and I want to welcome into the show Jeremy Smith, who is the program director for the First Choice Services. This is the Affordable Care Act Navigator for West Virginia. There is some deadlines you need to know about. Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Now, you are the program director for First Choice Services, which is the Affordable Care Act Navigator for West Virginia. Mm-hmm. It's a big title. What exactly does the program director for Affordable Care Act Navigator job entail for you?
Yeah, so First Choice Services, we're a nonprofit organization located here in Charleston, and we run most of West Virginia's social service helplines. So for several years now, we was selected by the federal government to be West Virginia's navigator organization. So what that means is we provide free assistance to anybody in the state that's looking to sign up for health insurance plans. So these are the kind of plans that if you are not offered insurance through your job, there are other programs out there. It's just a lot of folks don't really know where to look or how to go about signing up. So we've got a 800 number, and then we've got offices around the state, and it's just an absolutely free grant-funded program so that people can find and sign up for health coverage for them and their family.
And we'll get all that information out to you before we close out the segment. But Jeremy, the reason you're on the show today is to talk about, from what I understand in doing a little research here, there is a big deadline looming for possibly a great number of our listeners this morning. Now, if I get any of this wrong, please feel free to correct me. But as part of the American Rescue Plan from last year, Congress at least temporarily expanded healthcare subsidies for healthcare coverage through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. And I understand those subsidies could expire later this year if Congress doesn't renew them. Is that pretty accurate?
Yes, that's exactly right. And those subsidies, they were really a game changer for people that got their insurance on the healthcare.gov marketplace this year. Those enhanced subsidies, just it really made the plans affordable. What we had seen prior to that is kind of the prices inched up every year since the program launched back in 2013. And a lot of folks were just right on the cusp of being able to afford it or not. Mm-hmm. And we help a lot of people through this process, and a lot of folks were struggling with it a little bit. But those enhanced subsidies that was part of the American Rescue Plan, it was just a game changer. A lot of people was able to get plans at that point for under $10 a month. The coverage was just really great for them and their family. And exactly as you said, I mean, if they aren't extended, then those will all expire at the end of this year. So everybody that's going to be shopping for plans for 2023, they could be in for a pretty big sticker shock if those subsidies go away.
And Jeremy, what kind of numbers are we talking about here in West Virginia specifically? I mean, the number of people that you serve.
Yeah, so we end up helping, you know, hundreds of people every year. But as a whole in West Virginia, there's around 23,000 people that gets insurance through the marketplace. And pretty much everybody on the marketplace that's signed up right now would be looking at higher health care costs if the subsidies expire. But, you know, there's some studies out there that's showing about 5,000 people may end up just having to drop the coverage altogether, and they won't have insurance anymore if the subsidies don't continue. So, you know, that's a pretty big percentage of the people that get their insurance on the marketplace. And like I said, also, I mean, just about everybody that gets it, they've really benefited from these enhanced subsidies.
I'm going to ask a really dumb question here. What was the reason, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, but just so we can kind of put it out there again, what was the reason for the possible lacking of renewing the subsidies? Explain that.
Well, you know, they put it into the American Rescue Plan. Obviously, with job layoffs and the pandemic, a lot of people were really struggling to pay their bills at that point. A lot of people had lost their jobs and their employer-based insurance. So the thinking was, is a lot of people is going to end up being looking for health insurance, and it needs to be affordable. So those enhanced subsidies that kicked in was perfect timing, as everybody was losing their jobs and they really needed good health care coverage. But in addition to that, I mean, this program launched in 2013. And in West Virginia, what we'd seen is the prices inch up a little bit every year. And the subsidies hadn't quite kept up with the inflation of, you know, the higher healthcare costs over the years. And so these subsidies came at a perfect time to kind of combat that. And now that people have signed up, they've really gotten used to these, you know, better priced plans. And I think a lot of people's they're really worried from what when I talk to them that on if this will continue or not.
And what is the deadline for this?
So, obviously, these enhanced subsidies expire at the end of this year.
Okay.
So, if Congress doesn't renew them, everybody that have plans this year, it'll continue into the end of this year, but then starting in 2023, it won't be in place anymore. So, I would imagine the quicker the better that they could renew these, but really, it is in place until the end of the year unless something is renewed.
We're talking with Jeremy Smith, who's the program director for First Choice Services, the Affordable Care Act Navigator for West Virginia on 580 Live. 580 Live is brought to you in part by Hudson's Pizza, where this month you can buy any regularly priced 18-inch pizza and get a 2-liter Pepsi at no additional charge. Visit hudsonspizza.com for complete details. So do you have, and I know you're not in the gambling business here, Jeremy, but do you, if you had to wager as to how it looks right now as far as, you know, having Congress to do what you want them to do, how is it looking? What's the outlook?
You know, I'm still really hopeful, me personally. I really think that this is just one of those things that makes a lot of sense. And everybody that's talking that we help, that comes to us for help, you know, they see that it makes a lot of sense. So, you know, I'm still really hopeful that Congress will be able to figure this out and get this renewed. You know, it's really going to make a big difference in a lot of people's lives. So, to me, it just makes a lot of sense to see it continue.
So if people are listening today and they're concerned about this or they want to get involved and they want to learn more information, what do they need to do? I mean, I'm going to presume they just need to contact their Congress people. Is that the way to go, or is there another way?
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. I mean, I think that if people, you know, can talk about how much this has helped them, that goes a long way. And, you know, I think that if Congress and the president can get together and figure out a way to extend this, it really does make a large difference. And this is the kind of things that we're hearing from the people that we help that they really hope it continues because it's made a big difference in their lives.
And where can people learn more about what you're talking about today?
So Kaiser Health Foundation, they've got some really good articles that really dig into the details on this if they want to look at a little bit more information. And then, of course, if people have questions on health insurance and how to sign up, they can definitely reach out to us. Like I mentioned, we're a free grant-funded program. You can go to wvnavigator.com, and all of our contact information is there in our different office locations. And we'd be glad to answer any questions that people have about, you know, their health coverage and kind of what's going on.
Well, Jeremy, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be here. It's Jeremy Smith, who's a program director for the First Choice Services, which is the navigator for the Affordable Care Act in West Virginia with that deadline approaching. Jeremy, I do appreciate you taking time to be here. Any final words for the listeners?
No, you know, just that we want to make sure people are paying attention to this and that people aren't shocked if things, you know, go the different way of what it is this year. So, you know, we're really hopeful. And like I mentioned, if anybody has questions or needs help, they can definitely reach out to us.
All right, Jeremy, learned a lot during the interview. I appreciate you being here, man. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so Jeremy Smith, again, the program director for West Virginia Choice Services, the Affordable Care Act navigator for the state of West Virginia. It's 918 580 Live, Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. There are so many ways for you to catch 580 Live in addition to how you are now, and that would be live. Go to, but if you're listening later, then you're not. Well, anyway. Go to WCHSnetwork.com, and you can subscribe directly to 580 Live and have it delivered to you on demand. You can also subscribe via your favorite players, including Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, and more. And you can also grab the recorded versions from Facebook and Twitter. We are going to take a break. When we come back, Democratic strategist Mike Plant is here. Your phone calls and texts are welcome. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. From the Parmar Store Studio, it's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses care for your family.
It's time for a celebration. It's Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to check out summer savings on our entire inventory at the Thornhill Motor Mile.
We've got your keys to summer with more vehicles, more lenders, more options, more coverage, more for your trade, and no payments for 90 days.
Plus available 0% APR on most new models.
It's a celebration of family fun and the 4th this summer with Thornhill Automotive.
No matter what summer adventure you have planned, we have the vehicles to get you there.
Don't miss Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Shop online anytime at thornhillautomotive.com.
With approved credit, must qualify for all for Thornhill. For all details.
If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, then check out RX Vitel on Charleston's west side. Of course, they'll fill your prescriptions the old-fashioned way, but they also have RX Bipack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple daily doses, perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions, eliminating possibilities for serious errors. No longer will you need to spend hours every week filling your pill binder. RX Vitel does that for free with RX Bipack. Visit RX Vitel on the west side today. They're your neighborhood pharmacy.
Some X's are a real pain in the backside, but Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Presented by RX Vitel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bipack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at RxVitel.com.
Nine 21-580 Live from the Parmar Store Studio. If there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon, including one of Parmar's newest locations, 3442 Amma Road, just off I-79 in Roane County, not far from here. Join Parmar for their grand opening celebration this Friday starting at noon. Lots of cool prizes, including your chance to win a $100 Parmar gift card. And remember, there's not a Parmar store near you now. There will be soon. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Caitlin Murphy is our producer today. Democratic strategist Mike Plant is with us. Mr. Plant, how are you, sir?
Good morning. You know, I stopped at a Parmar store this morning to get my morning newspaper because I had forgotten it at home.
Okay.
So I was able to get a delicious cup of coffee and a newspaper.
All right.
Well, here on the East End.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that very much. And I'm also glad to see that I'm not the only one that still reads a hard copy of the newspaper. Or is that something that you don't normally do?
Well, I've gotten away from it. I get the Sunday paper, which I like having that. But
it's the coupons in it. Just go ahead and admit it. It's the coupons and the comics.
Hey, I'm approaching senior status rapidly, so every little bit helps. So.
Right. And I talked about it on the show before how notoriously old school I am. You know, I still pay cash for things. I've never used a debit card. I pay bills. I don't pay online. I mail, the whole thing. But I have to have a hard copy of the newspaper, and I have it with me at all times.
Well, I miss when the paper – the paper used to be bigger than it is now, and it seems like this is the USA Today size, which I used to joke back in the day, USA Today is just enough news.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mr. Scaff and Mr. Reynolds, I know that they're regular listeners of the show, and I've taken my shots at them, not personally, but some of the things in with some of their writers, I'll say, but overall, good people, and it's a good publication, and overall, it really is.
Well, I think they've done a great job of, finding their way in turning this model around people have moved from the hard copy to the digital and finding a way to monetize that to keep the paper going. I when I first moved here in 92, it was amazing to me that we had two newspapers for a city the size that we were. And I hate to see the collapse of that traditional industry in the way that it was, but I think people are figuring it out, and I think Doug and Doug Scaff and Doug Reynolds are navigating those seas now admirably, so that we're going to have a paper. We'll never have two papers again, but it's great to have it's great to have a paper of record in the capital city. So,
well, you know, my hometown newspaper. I don't have you on the show to talk about newspapers, but my hometown newspaper. The Logan Banner, it used to be 6 days a week, and now it's down to 1 day a week.
Yeah.
And it was every day but Saturday, and the Sunday paper you look forward to in a small town, because that's when they had the wedding announcements and the kids' birthdays and things of that nature. And now it's dwindled down to almost. I will say the one thing I will say about the Gazette Mail is they have been notoriously a liberal publication, because they had the Daily Mail before that was the more conservative, and when they merged, and they've not quite held up to their promise of on the editorial page having half, because if you remember originally, if I remember correctly, maybe I'm wrong, it was supposed to be one side on the editorial page, one side was going to be liberal and one side was going to be conservative, and they do run some conservative columns from time to time. I mean, they run Hoppy's commentary every day, and they also run things from Greg Thomas from time to time. Different people are Tony Hodge, who was on the show yesterday, had a piece published not long ago. But
they're not perfect, but
they could probably do a little bit better on that, making it a little equal.
No, I think they're doing just fine on that. I think.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course you think they're doing just fine. Mike Plant is with us today. Did you have a good fourth, man?
It was great. I was relaxing. I didn't do much of anything, but it was nice to have the time to not do much of anything. And the weather was took a long motorcycle ride on Monday with some friends, and that was fun. We got stuck behind the Hamlin 4th of July parade while trying to get back to Charleston. But we got to see all the first responder vehicles come through as when the parade finally broke up. But yeah, it was nice to relax, and it looked like regatta went well. I didn't go down myself. I went by a few times, but saw the fireworks from afar. But seemed to be a resounding success for bringing the regatta back. So that was good to see the weather cooperate for all of that, even though it was. For an old guy like me, it was blisteringly hot.
It was. I'm completely right there with you. And I mentioned on the show yesterday, I was actually traveling this weekend. I was down there. We did the show live from Brian Hughes's boat on his sternwheeler on Friday.
Oh, neat.
And then I traveled. My wife and I went down to see some of her family down in your stomping grounds, down in the Carolinas. Mm-hmm. And I was in North Carolina over the weekend. But I did see a lot of the pictures that were posted. And there were a heck of a lot of people in Charleston for the regatta. I mean, there really were, and which is good to see. It's good to see people back out anywhere after the last couple of years and things that we've had.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
I love going from one extreme to the other. Yesterday, my good friend Tony Hodge was on the show. Yesterday, I have you today. People could say I have a horrible talk show, which is true. But no one can say I don't give both sides equal time to speak. Did you hear Mr. Hodge on the show yet? And I bring that up to interrupt you because I'm getting texts now about Tony Hodge's appearance on the show yesterday.
Unfortunately, I did not. I hate that I missed it. I normally listen to the show, as you know, religiously. But I just missed it yesterday because my days were all screwed up with the holiday. So It was... I don't know what difference that makes because you're on 5 days a week, but
well, and there is the thing where you can go back and listen anytime, you know. Yeah. As I was mentioning a little bit earlier, there is an interesting court case going on now in Kanawha Circuit Court. Metro News statewide correspondent Brad McElhaney writes about it at wvmetronews.com, and he's going to be on the show to talk about it tomorrow. I was originally going to have him on the show at 9 this morning, but they opened up the courtroom there in Judge Tappet's courtroom at 9 this morning for the case. She's facing a decision of the judges on whether to put the stops to a state-funded scholarship for students that are leaving the public school system. That's the Hope Scholarship, established in 2021. More than 3,000 students have gotten the scholarship, which could be used for educational expenses. It's being challenged, Mike, because some say it violates the state's constitution by diverting funding away from the public education system. Now, the scholarship bill was passed by the legislature and signed into law by the governor. And some thought it was all about school choice. There have been some teachers' organizations and some individuals. Let me just say it probably would be a better way to say some individuals that have said that it goes against the state constitution. Any thoughts on that?
You know, I worked years ago for Roy Barnes, who succeeded Zell Miller as governor in Georgia. And Zell came up with the original Hope Scholarship there that Bob Wise modeled the Promise Scholarship after. I should say Bob didn't create the Promise Scholarship. He funded the Promise Scholarship. The Promise Scholarship had been passed a couple of years before, but was never funded. And the Promise Scholarship, as you're aware, it was just a simple premise. It was not an academic scholarship per se. It just said if you work hard, or a needs-based scholarship, I'm sorry, per se, it said if you worked hard, played by the rules, and got a B average or better, you shouldn't have to worry about paying for tuition at an in-state college. And so the Hope Scholarship was the name they used in Georgia. So now it's morphed into something different here. And with competition for education dollars so high, I hate to see anything that would take money away from public education in West Virginia. And we have an obligation. As to the constitutional argument, I can't really address it because I haven't read it, and obviously not an attorney. But, you know, we have an obligation as a state to fund public education. I don't think we have the same obligation to fund everything in the name of educational choice make it easier for folks to send their kids to private schools or other options necessarily. If our obligation as a state to the taxpayers is to fund a robust public education system. So I hate to see any dollars that taken away from that.
Yeah. Well, the court case was set to get back underway at 9 this morning. Brad's down there. He'll be writing about it throughout the day. WVMetroNews.com will have it on the air, too. And if the schedule allows, Brad will be on the show tomorrow to talk about where we are from there. Let me get some texts. And again, the phone lines are open, kind of just open. Open, I don't want to say open season. That's not the right word. We've got a variety of things I want to get into with Mike Plant today, and you can weigh in. Sears Monument Hotline is 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-500. Text says, yesterday, your Republican guest made a comment that was appalling. Denmark's mall shooting was mentioned. His response was, this happens everywhere. You correctly answered that Denmark hadn't had a mass shooting in 19 years, while the U.S. has had over 100 already in 2022. His response, those are just numbers. No, sir, those are people. What a hateful response. And that is why I finally left the Republican Party after over 40 years, according to a texter. You really should have listened to yesterday's show, Mike. I give you one assignment, man. Go back and listen to the show.
I assure you it'll never happen again, and I will go back and listen.
Let me get into something as it relates to the shooting, the tragic shooting, Highland Park, Illinois, the 4th of July. A 21-year-old was arrested. His name is out there if you want to find it. I'm one of the people that say we stop glorifying these animals by putting their names out there everywhere. You want it, you can go find it. I'm not going to dignify by putting his name out there. That's just a choice on my part. He was visited at least twice in recent years by police. The cops confiscated knives and some other weapons, some non-guns, after a family member had said that the guy had threatened to kill everyone. The weapon he used in the killings was purchased legally. I contend, Mike, and you may disagree, I still say I don't think we have a gun problem. We have a people problem. We obviously have a lot of mental health problems as well. Now, in the meantime, while we focus on the 4th of July tragedy, which was a tragedy, don't get me wrong, over the weekend, 10 people were killed and at least 62 others were wounded over the 4th of July weekend in Chicago. Nationwide, not counting the killings in Highland Park, more than 220 people were killed nationwide. Over 570 were wounded between Friday and late Monday. How is it that we get a handle on this, in your opinion? I mean, because, and you're a smart guy, you know there will be those that say, well, take away the gun. Well, that's not going to happen. You know that, and I know that. It's never going to happen in America. But how do we get a handle on this, Mike, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's such an emotional issue for people, particularly on the right, that any effort at gun control is viewed as a gun grab and a total usurpation of the Second Amendment. Judge was it Alito who wrote the decision in the Heller case? That this was several years ago, that was a landmark case for the first time recognized that the right to keep and bear arms was disconnected, as it were, from the well-regulated militia issue. And it allowed gun ownership in the District of Columbia. But even in that decision, he said that no rights are absolute rights. And the ability of the state and the government to regulate gun ownership and gun possession is entirely reasonable. And he cited examples, we don't allow fully automatic machine guns. We don't allow, RPGs to be sold. We don't allow, there are restrictions that I think most people would agree on, that we probably shouldn't have those things widely available. It's just I think it comes down to, we'll never eliminate all crime as it relates to guns and gun violence. It's impossible in a large society, and it's just not going to happen. But we can reduce that number, I think, and it's by figuring out common sense ways to keep guns out of the hands of people that are mentally unstable, are criminals, that don't have, that have shown a propensity for violence. These are restrictions that I think would lead to lower gun deaths. And it's always, there's always a tension between the right of an individual to have access to guns and the interest of society in making sure that again, people that have that propensity for violence don't have easy access to them. So there's a natural tension there. But at some point, we have to trust that every restriction or every regulation is not leading to a slippery slope to a gun grab of all our guns. I don't think the country would ever stand for that. But it's requiring expanded background checks, fixing the system where mental health issues are reported to the national database, allowing the electronic cataloging of guns that used in commission of crimes. I think those are common sense things that most people agree on. And everybody, when they talk about these issues, always says this. So I'll say it too. I'm a gun owner. I have multiple guns, but I'm okay with the concept. I'm okay with a background check. I'm okay with reasonable restrictions on the types of some of the types of weapons. We have to have that conversation at least.
I don't disagree on most of what you said, just about all of it. But I will say that I don't know how you do this, man. I just don't know how you do it, to play amateur psychologist here, how you teach people and does it start at a young age, whatever, that life is valuable and that this is not a video game that you're playing, that these are real people and that every person. And if you look at the stats, I mean, the stats don't lie. You know, we focus in all the news, Mike, on these on random mass shootings. But in more cases than not, the people being shot, and I mentioned all of the numbers in Chicago and other areas, are not at random. It's usually some sort of a dust up between people who knew each other or vaguely knew of each other. Many are domestic violence situations, and even more are suicide. And that's what I don't think gets talked about more when they talk about gun deaths. A lot of times they leave out the fact that a lot of the gun deaths are at someone's own hands, or they're someone that, and it doesn't make it any less tragic. Don't get me wrong. But it's not just this random thing that's what gets all the attention, because one would think in an area like this Chicago suburb, which was very affluent, crime is almost a non-issue there where this had. This is not the inner city of Chicago or whatever. This was an area that doesn't have a whole lot of serious crime issues like that where this happened. One would think that if you can be safe anywhere to take your family to enjoy the 4th of July, that it would be that type area. And, of course, that's what's going to get the news, and I completely get that. But there's a whole lot more of the other type shootings that go on and killings of various types. And, I just don't know how we educate, younger people growing up, and I know this very Pollyanna view of things, that life is important, and that these are and that's somebody's, when you kill somebody, that's somebody's grandmother or grandkid. Could be a grandmother. It was a grandfather killed in the Highland Park shooting of all ages.
Well, years back, the Congress of the United States prevented the Center for Disease Control from studying gun violence. And I think that's, again, we're so afraid that they're going to lead to a conclusion that leads to something that erodes somebody's perceived rights to own a weapon. But it's very easy to get a gun in this country. And going back to the suicide question, when you're in the heat of the moment and dealing with those kind of issues, if you have easy access, the easy ability, you're going to have more of those kind of unfortunate deaths. Other countries don't have this problem. Other developed Western educated societies don't have the problem that we have. And I think it bears studying and having the courage enough to try some different solutions to reduce the number of gun deaths we have in this country.
20 minutes away from 10, we need to take a break. We got plenty of texts to get to. They're loaded up over here.
I can imagine.
I shouldn't have said loaded up when we're talking about guns. That wasn't intentional on my part. 20 minutes away from 10, 580 Live is brought to you by your hometown baseball team, the Charleston Dirty Birds. Go to dirtybirdsbaseball.com. All kinds of cool promotions left for the rest. They just started the second half of the season, as a matter of fact. So go to dirtybirdsbaseball.com and see what's going to be going on over at Appalachian Power Park. Mike Plann is here. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy, text 304-935-5008. From the Parmar Store Studio, it's 580 Live and a Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses have been creating jobs in West Virginia since 1997.
It's time for a celebration. It's Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to check out summer savings on our entire inventory at the Thornhill Motor Mile.
We've got your keys to summer with more vehicles, more lenders, more options, more coverage, more for your trade-in, no payments for 90 days.
Plus available 0% APR on most new models.
It's a celebration of family fun and the 4th this summer with Thornhill Automotive.
No matter what summer adventure you have planned, we have the vehicles to get you there.
Don't miss Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Shop online anytime at thornhillautomotive.com.
With approved credit, must qualify for all for Thornhill. For all details.
There's a wise saying that quality is remembered long after the price is forgotten. And at Pew Furniture Warehouse Showrooms, the quality just keeps on coming during our big restocking sale. Truckloads every week of sofas, recliners, sleep sofas, solid wood bedrooms, plus nursery and baby furniture, lift chair recliners, sofa groups, and more sofas. Curio cabinets, wine and bar cabinets, and West Virginia's largest selection of heirloom grandfather clocks. We offer 0% financing with approved credit and next day delivery available. That's right, next day delivery. You'll love the quality furniture, and you'll really love our sale prices. And remember, what you see in our store today can be in your home tomorrow. It's our big restocking sale at Pew Furniture Warehouse Showrooms, open Monday through Friday till 6 and Saturday till 5:30. 1320 Smith Street, Charleston, home of the Almost Heaven mattress.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
18 away from 10. How about some Christmas in July? Our stations have some leftover WVBargains.com items marked now at 60% off. Just go to WCHSnetwork.com and look for the Christmas in July section. Click on it and find items marked at 60% off. Now, it may say bidding, but there's no bidding involved anymore. Just all stuff for sale. Items are being sold on a first-come, first-served basis. There's a boat, Mike, valued at $12,000, now going for $4,800 as of the time I went on the air this morning. A $550 teeth whitening treatment from Gareeb for $220 and $150 gift cards from Taylor Books, now only $60. You like to save money, don't you, Mike?
Well, you know, that's why I get the paper, so I can cut those coupons.
Go to WCHSnetwork.com for more details. Text says, Dave, the good guys with guns don't seem to be helping much these days unless you think it's okay for a bunch of people to get shot before they get them. According to a texter. Texter says, next week on Newspaper Talk, we'll be discussing different types of shoe polish.
I think that it's not so polite way of saying that was boring.
Yes. Well, I got a bunch of texts about it, though. Text says the editorial writers of the Gazette are much lower quality than the Gazette of years past. I never agreed with a word former editor Jim Hott ever wrote, but he was a fantastic writer, says a texter. And the texter goes on to say, because I had mentioned about them having some conservatives like Greg Thomas and Tony Hodge, they said Greg Thomas and Tony Hodge are conservative. Hoppy is not. He's a moderate, according to a texter.
Yeah, I used to always think Hoppy was a conservative until his reflections on the January 6th issue, and then people came out of the woodwork to call him a communist. So I sent him an email saying, comrade, just so you know, the meetings are on Thursday nights. You need to learn all the words to the Internationale.
You know, and I will say this about Hoppy. I've known Hoppy and listened to Hoppy since when Talkline first started as a once a week show in the, I guess, the 1990s. We carried it on the radio station where I worked at the time. And I don't know that Hoppy has changed that much. I think the people have changed. Now, there are certain things that Hoppy will say from time to time, but I think, well, that's not something Hoppy may have said years ago. But people do evolve. I mean, that's no matter what the party, people do change. But I think it's more a instance of the people changing more than it is Hoppy, in my opinion.
I would agree with that. And Hoppy does. I mean, Hoppy does such a great job to be able to carry that show for that long, 5 days a week. It's just coming in here with you, once a week or nearly once a week. I'm reminded of how hard it is to create to generate content that people are interested in. And Hoppy show, and you do a great job of it too. But I'm Hoppy to have the kind of guests that he has on. He attracts national guests, and he attracts national attention. And he always finds a way to keep it interesting. So it's a real skill.
15 away from 10, text says, okay, this is kind of a long one here. It says, all God's children and their mothers too. 3.7 million children were born in the U.S. in 2021. 1.5% of those, 3.7 million, were born of rape. That's 55,000 children. 0.5% of those 3.7 million were born of incest. That's an additional 18,500 children. Most rapes and incest crimes are never reported by the victim, so these totals are quite understated. When you do the numbers, 73,500 babies is a lot of babies and a lot of mothers worth saving too from the incredible burden of caring, birthing, and raising a child to maturity that was created by a violent tragedy of rape or incest. I think that's a way through all that, and I appreciate the text. I think it's the way the text are saying that that they don't agree with the Supreme Court decision a couple of weeks ago. I mean, would you ascertain that from that long text?
It's a lot of math. Yeah. That sounds like where they were going.
Let me see. Texture says, if we have a people problem, what's wrong with our people? what is unique to American society that produces gun violence in the scale that we have? An honest appraisal of these questions leads to the clear answer, gun culture, that fetishizes a tool for defense, promotes use of that tool for political debate, and suggests the tool is useful for problem solving.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, someone, when you read a text just a little while ago about the how's the good guy with a gun thing working out for us, I was actually writing down as we were coming out of the break, good guy with a gun. Because I think we can all agree that gun laws have gotten our gun restrictions have relaxed significantly over the last 20 years in this country, not just in West Virginia. And I think you have to look at that when you look at how the problem is evolving with easy access to firearms for nearly everybody. And so the NRA likes to promote this notion that the answer to these problems is to have other armed citizens there. Well, in Texas at the school shooting, you had law enforcement there in a moment, on scene, virtually as the thing was unfolding. And even those folks who are trained and who practice this stuff, mistakes can still happen, and it doesn't ameliorate the problem or the issue.
Well, but I think if you look back at the Uvalde, and there's going to be people do time over the Uvalde situation. I mean, the way that they bungled it. I mean, that was pretty awful the way that the cops handled it there. But your point is well taken. Text says a good guy with a gun prevented a mass shooting here in Charleston in the last 2 months. Your texter that says good guys with guns aren't doing very much good anymore only thinks that because the media sources don't report it. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to Don. You're on. Go ahead, Don.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
And it's a great day to be American and live in a society where we can disagree and still be friends.
I 100% agree, man.
Amen.
Hey, listen, a couple of points, guys. I was sitting there thinking to myself, well, what could I ask Mr. Pushkin about the, what are the Democrats, good things have they done? Well, I'm going to throw the first one out there.
Now, hold on, Don. This is not Mr. Pushkin. Pushkin's not here.
Oh.
This is Mr. Plant.
Okay.
But they're interchangeable. These leftist liberal whack jobs are interchangeable. I'm kidding. But no, this is Mike Plant, who's a Democratic strategist. But you can go ahead and ask Mike the same question. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just want to say, hats off to the mayor of Charleston, West Virginia, for an outstanding regatta and for all the people that put that together. And this is for the young people. The, people my age, 61 and above, are going to be saying c'est la vie one day. And so, kudos to those folks. But anyway, back to our other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Friend, you got a tough job ahead of you as a Democratic strategist because I can't find a whole lot right now that's going right. Can you?
Well, we certainly have problems of inflation and gas prices and these kind of things. But my question to you is, do you think that's the making, obviously you do, or you wouldn't have asked the question, is that the making of a Democratic administration in Washington? Because the inflation and gas prices all over the world are a problem right now as we came out of this pandemic when the economy was shut down. So I don't think you can, I think it's fair enough that people will vote in this next election based on how the economy is going, but I don't think it's fair to blame the administration in Washington for causing high gas prices in Europe and around the world, or inflation in Europe and around the world.
Let me just say this right here. If we were allowed to continue drilling and exporting as we were doing before, the world wouldn't be in such a sorry state, because just think about the natural gas pipeline that the environmentalists, due to some exotic bug that's probably going to die the next time I step on it, those people right there blocked all that. They have hurt us. We could have been exporting natural gas out of West Virginia to the German and people of Europe right now. And guess what? That Russia's stranglehold on their countries wouldn't be felt at all, would it?
I think
30 seconds, Mike, before we have to go to break, but go ahead, 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think a pipeline in West Virginia would ameliorate the entire gas shortage problem in Europe.
Well, but it may have helped us.
Yeah, it may have, but there you have to look at the underlying reasons for the decision that go beyond a quote unquote bug. The XL pipe, the Keystone XL pipeline, is a great example of that. People cite that over and over again as saying, if only we had continued to build that. Well, the Keystone pipeline is in existence. The XL part of it was designed to take tar sands from Canada, not to the heartland of the United States where it currently goes through the Keystone pipeline, but to the port refineries in Texas to be shipped out of the country. In court depositions, the owners of the Keystone pipeline, the Canadian owners themselves, admit that the result of the completion of that pipeline would be higher gas prices in the United States.
Don, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, only thing I can say is we'll see in November if things change, and God bless you, and you got to struggle, friend.
All right, Don.
Thanks for the call, Don.
8 minutes away from 10. If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Vitel on Charleston's West Side. Ask about their RX Bipacks. Those are pre-filled pouch systems which divide your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Vitel on the West Side, your neighborhood pharmacy. We're back after this. It's 580 Live from the Parmar Store Studio in the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses are small businesses with big impact, including Generations Physical Therapy and Snap Fitness.
It's time for a celebration. It's Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to check out summer savings on our entire inventory at the Thornhill Motor Mile.
We've got your keys to summer with more vehicles, more lenders, more options, more coverage, more for your trade-in, no payments for 90 days.
Plus available 0% APR on most new models.
It's a celebration of family fun and the 4th this summer with Thornhill Automotive.
No matter what summer adventure you have planned, we have the vehicles to get you there.
Don't miss Red, White, and Vroom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Shop online anytime at thornhillautomotive.com.
With approved credit, must qualify for offer. See Thornhill for all details.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at pocavalleybank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe and affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's West Side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
5 minutes away from 10, Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Food Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Text says the value of life has lessened in the last 20 years. Ask your guest how many guns Timothy McVeigh had to kill all the people that he did. Texter says, Dave, how many more will die at the hands of these idiots while you study people? Stop selling semi-automatics. The only thing that may slow this war down. Too easy to buy one, way too easy. The value, okay, I read that one already. Texter says, I think the regatta went pretty well, and it was awesome to have it back, but everybody realizes that the mayor and her team used COVID money to fund it, and we're not going to have those millions of extra dollars every year. Right. Well, I think there, a lot of it was COVID money, but there was a whole lot of a private investment that went into that as well. There was a reason it was called the Incova Insurance Regatta, and I'll just leave it at that. Texter says, hats off to Hoppy, who works hard and effectively to keep both sides reasonable. Mr. Plant says a texture, FYI, using big words will get you on the wrong side of Dave's listening audience. Used ameliorate or something to that effect.
Ouch.
Yeah, all right. All right, so for people like me, keep the word small, Mike. All right, let's go to the phones. The Jackal, you're up, man. What's up?
How you doing, fellas? Nice to have you back.
It's great to be here. Great to be here. I guess you're talking to Plant, though, not me. But go ahead, man. What you got?
Mike, I've heard it said that when seconds matter, police arrive in minutes. After the events in Uvalde, Texas, you can't hardly be upset with people for wanting to have the means to protect themselves when the government keeps proving it can't do it. I really think it's important that the Second Amendment be interpreted robustly, because as we see today, if you don't, the government will trample all over top of whatever right you've got. They're already telling us we don't own our own bodies. You know, we're not government cattle. We're human beings, and we have a right to live, and we've got the means available to us to do it. And now Big Daddy wants to come in and tell us we're not allowed. It's not right.
All right, Jackal, I appreciate your phone call. Mike?
Well, I think that, again, the access to guns has never been greater, and the problem keeps increasing. So, that's just a fact. So, no one wants to take away everybody's guns. I think the answer is doing a better job of keeping guns out of the hands of people that are incapable of making those judgments.
And I still say it's more of a human problem than a gun problem. You and I may just have to disagree on that, because I don't know at what point in this country maybe – I mean, and one of the things that you can – and I know I harp on social media a lot, and I'm on social media, and I know that you are too, but there is a direct correlation between a lot of these mass shootings and a lot of the violence and things that we have as related to social media. Because, again, as I mentioned on the show yesterday, play amateur psychologist here, a lot of these people have the same exact – psychological profile. They tend to be loners. They tend to not have a lot of friends. They tend to come from some sort of a messed up family life, and they find solace. They find comfort, if you will, in social media. The shooter in Texas, you know, was communicating with people in England about things that he was going to do, and to the point that one of the people even said in some sort of a chat room, "Wait, you're serious about this?" But you know, and they just kind of like, you know, backed off at that situation.
Yeah, well, we look at the profiles of these people all the time, and that's one argument for increasing the database reporting about these issues so that in background checks these people get stopped or slowed down.
A couple of quick texts before we wrap it up. The shooter dressed up in drag as a disguise. Watch out for the cross-dressers, according to a texter. Texter says, the left in this country teach people from a young age that life is invaluable. They teach youngsters that killing children in the womb is acceptable. That's one starting point of devaluing life. You all can thank the left of the country for that. All right. My thanks to all the callers and texters today, and also to Jeremy Smith. Mike Plant, always a pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here.
All right. Caitlin Murphy, our producer. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Brad McElhenney, Metro News statewide correspondent on a couple different things, including the opioid trials that have been going on. That's been in the news a lot. Also, the situation with the Hope Scholarship in a courtroom as we speak downtown. We'll talk to Brad about that. Also, the problem of fentanyl on the college campuses. Our friend Azeem Khan from WVU is going to join us to talk about that. Hoppy the news coming up. Follow the news of the day at WVMetroNews.com and WCHSNetwork.com. For my producer, Caitlin Murphy, thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, have fun and love somebody.
CHSAM, W243DRFM Charleston, and W283AQ Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here too.